A former educator is diving into the Eugene tech field to change how teachers address bias in classrooms. Her virtual reality program could help decrease student suspensions. KLCC's Mallory Begay reports.
In Wendy Morgan's downtown creator space, the layout is bare. Apart from a few chairs lining plywood walls and a desk, there's not much covering the concrete floor. But put on a set of VR goggles and you'll see what Morgan's been working on.
Welcome, and thank you for participating in our VR scenario. In a few moments, you will enter a proxy classroom.
Morgan's project is part of a joint effort with the University of Oregon to figure out how to train teachers under stress. The idea is to stick teachers in artificial classrooms where there's laughing, moody students, noisy desks, and then have them attempt to teach.
That's one of the vital pieces, because the teachers really have to be immersed. They have to believe they're in a classroom, the sound, everything around them, and that way they will react normally and predictably as they would in an actual classroom, so that we can then help them.
By using digital avatars, Morgan says teachers aren't putting real students at risk, something that she says she's had experience with.
I went and practiced on real kids, and I know I did things wrong. I know for sure. I mean, that's where the inspiration came for this, of being thrown into a classroom and making mistakes that I knew impacted the students, but I didn't know how to prevent that.
Morgan says teachers make inequitable decisions that often fall on marginalized students.
If you look at achievement gap, the disparities there, if you look at disproportionate discipline, the numbers are astronomically high for every type of diversity, whether it's alternately able or ethnicity, religion, all of it, even ESL. And so there's obviously a problem there.
During the simulation, teachers get a brief 3-minute break where they're transported from a chaotic room to standing in a gazebo surrounded by calming waters.
Gently guide your awareness back to your breathing. As you embrace your stillness, consider these words. I am a competent and capable teacher.
This might sound quite woo-woo. The fact is, our physiology makes a difference in our ability to react with creativity, to remember we have a full range of options available to us when confronted with challenging behavior.
That's Heather McClure, director and researcher for the U of O's Center for Equity and Promotion. She says everyone has implicit biases.
Because our brains, evolutionarily, we have so much stimuli coming at us from our environment. We can't possibly really pay attention to all of that stimuli. We would be so overwhelmed we'd never get out of bed in the morning.
McClure says our brains develop assumptions and stereotypes as shortcuts. So when teachers find themselves under a significant amount of stress, it often translates to sending students out of class. And those students, McClure says, are 4 times more likely to be Black male students and students with disabilities.
We also know here in Oregon that the rate at which students are referred out of the classroom, or the rate at which students are suspended from school, compared with the percentage of those students in those schools, is much higher also among Native American students, and higher in certain places among Latino students, as well as among students living in poverty.
McClure says teachers often remove kids from class because they see them as being willfully disobedient. But that can range from students not putting away cell phones to not having a pencil. After piloting the virtual classroom on over a dozen seasoned teachers, Morgan and McClure found that their simulation worked. It stressed teachers out.
We then showed that we were able to significantly reduce their experience of stress because of this 3-minute mindfulness interlude.
They believe this can give less experienced teachers tools to cope in the classroom, which could lead to better student outcomes. Wendy Morgan's working on getting the program market ready for distribution this year. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.